Hey guys.
Hi.
Welcome back to Data.
Data Pod.
With me, Moya, and my lovely co-host,
Lauren.
How are you today?
We hope that you're well.
I just asked you a question.
How are me? Oh, I thought you were talking to the people.
Oh, no. Oh. Well, I hope you guys are all good.
Yeah. I'm good. I just like kind of got hit by a car slightly. Yeah, but other than that, I'm good.
We're gonna do a shell shocked podcast.
Yeah,
Lauren is physically fine.
I'm fine.
That's the thing. Cycling in Dublin scared me so much.
No, I know. It's like I cycle like pretty much the same route every day, yeah. So it doesn't like scare me. But when I first started cycling in Dublin, it was really scary.
There's not a proper cycle in like the whole way around Dublin.
No.
And you share it with the bus, which is just terrifying.
Well, now they have a cycle lane in town. The cycle lanes have these, have you seen the barriers? They're like barrier things. But the problem with them, right, is that like as soon as the end of the barrier comes, what happened with me today is that a car swerved really quickly into like the cycle lane when the barrier finished to get away from traffic. If that makes sense. It like took a really sharp right, or no, left into my cycle lane, and then like it like tapped me in that, like, but like it was fine. But yeah, now I hate those fucking barriers, because they have the barriers and then they have like little gaps in between them, and vans park in the gaps in between them. So either you have to like very quickly like dip out and hope that there's a car not coming, or you have to like not go into the thing at all if you see it up ahead.
Dublin City Council, if you're listening.
Yeah, it's really stupid.
Fix the cycle lanes.
I know. My friend Megan lived in a part of the Netherlands for a while, and she was saying that like they just have constant barriers, which just makes so much more sense.
No.
Like it makes so much more
sense. It needs to be divided. Yeah. It's not like the footpath. Like
no.
Stops at some point.
No.
Oh wait, well it does, because then there's the road. Oh wait.
Well, I mean,
I've had a long day in the library, Lauren.
I know, it's been a long day.
Also, guys, we promise this isn't an episode about cycling.
No, sorry, excuse us.
We're just rambling. We're gonna talk about college today.
Yes, Trinity.
I guess just because we both go.
Yeah.
But interestingly, we're not college friends. Like, we didn't meet at college.
Yeah, no.
No, and it's actually, whenever I see you in college, I'm like, oh,
it's you.
It's my outside friend.
What are you doing here?
I mean, it's like, it's fine now, but whenever we were like working together. Just...
Well, I never saw you in college when we were working together.
Yeah.
I never saw you once.
Oh, well, that's because you're in the lecky, I was in the usher.
Yeah. Well, for people who don't know, those are parts of the library.
Yeah. Everyone's very protective over their specific library spots.
Yeah.
I have actually been frequenting the lecky.
Yeah.
I said in a YouTube video, people who work in the lecky only get a tutu. Which I take.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, that was really.
That's mean.
So rogue of me. I take that back because I now find the usher too intimidating.
See.
Because all the pretty Dublin people go there.
Yeah.
No, like the pop, like the big, the big.
The popular Irish people
yeah, and it really scares
so
me
funny.
And like all the girls like look so put together.
I know,
and I can't go in sweatpants.
I know, whenever the elevator opens, just like the most put together, like really nicely like looking people come out, and I'm just there in my Uggs and my like sweatpants.
I know,
like,
so that's why I've been going to the lecky, so I can like hide away.
I know, the lecky upper has always been my spot, because it's just like, it's like kind like a little bit talkative, because I can't work in like complete silence, and that's what the usher is like. It's so quiet.
Yeah.
I remember once in first year when it was exam season.
That's a great story. Keep going.
Oh yeah, I had some. I was there at like 8 a.m. for some reason. I was like, I might have had an exam that day, but I got in at 8, and I was so chuffed with myself. I was playing music, and I was like getting into it, and there were two other people in the usher, and one of the guys stood up and started talking to his mate. And I was like, okay, whatever. But it wasn't his mate. He was going over to tell him to, like, turn down his volume. And then he came over to me and told me to turn down my volume. And I was like, okay, whatever, crazy. And then I, like, put my earphones back in. And I was, like, listening to, like, Cheryl Cole really loudly. And I was like, oh, so fair. Like, I can't even be mad about it. It was just, like,
so... On the note of things playing. And yeah. I know you had your headphones.
Yeah.
The worst thing happened to me in the Usher.
Oh, no.
I think it was second year, or maybe it was like, yeah, it was second year because I think Cassie was here as well.
Mm.
So like exam season, everyone's in the library, super stressful.
Yeah.
I came in, put down my laptop, got my spot, got it all set up. I was with Cass, and so she was setting up. And then I immediately went and grabbed books. And I was like perusing the books for a while.
Oh no.
And then Cass comes down the aisle and she's like, oh my God, Moya. And I'm like, what? And she looked like distraught. And she was like, Gavin and Stacey started playing from your laptop at full volume.
What?
And then people couldn't turn it off. Because, so you know whenever you've left Netflix?
Yeah.
So it was my old laptop and I'd left Netflix on the night before.
And you just shut it.
I shut it and then I opened it in the Usher before I like went to go get my book.
Yeah.
And it started, but I hadn't unlocked it, but the volume was the whole way up. And I am traumatized.
Oh my God. Why Gavin and Stacey? Like, that's so insane. Hilarious.
It's
though.
Funny, but I was that thinking like so Gavin and Stacey is one of the better, slightly better things to be playing.
I hate Gavin and Stacey.
Really?
Yeah, not a fan.
We watched the Christmas episode last night as a flat.
It was never me. I never liked Gavin and Stacey. But anyway, this isn't a Gavin and Stacey podcast.
Well, we have been going off on tangents.
Yeah.
We're just going to like answer some questions about college and talk about our experience because we both have like very different like first years.
Well, you start. You were in halls.
Oh, I was in halls.
Yeah.
So, because I'm from Belfast, obviously can't commute. Yeah. Though some people didn't get into halls.
Oh, no.
You're from
Belfast,
and well, they had to like rent places, but Trinity didn't think that like they wouldn't not be able to commute. They were like, oh, you just grab the train, you know,
every day.
I know, so silly.
Like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, so silly. But yes, I lived in Trinity Hall. There is only like one first year accommodation halls in Trinity that's like official.
Okay.
There's a few. There's like Kavanagh Court and then a few other ones with like rogue names, which are like not officially Trinity, but they kind of rent it. And they're like super gorgeous, like Cassia stayed in one, like very, very high spec.
Ooh.
But really expensive.
Oh yeah.
And there's just no banter. Lot of like kind of masters, foreign students would like stay there.
Well, that makes more sense if they're like people are doing masters and stuff, they kind of need to focus.
But yeah, I had first year in Trinity Hall. Hilarious, so much fun, but also so intense.
Yeah.
It's like all the first years in such a close proximity. Mm. And they actually divide the apartments mostly by gender. There's one apartment per building, which is mixed, but the rest is all girls, all boys, which I think can be like that's not normal for like UK universities. So I think like one aspect, I definitely find it hard like making guy friends because I was like just constantly surrounded by girls.
Yeah, I get you. Okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're in like an all-girl school.
Kind of.
In a way.
I mean, like we would go to like guy apartments and stuff, but it's like nice whenever you're like forced to have a friendship because you live with each other in halls.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was lucky. Like most of the girls were so lovely. And one in particular, Abby, shout out. She actually listens. I think she's one of my only friends who listens.
Oh my God.
But yeah.
My friends listen. No, actually I say that and then they're all going to message me and be like, what?
But yeah, I lived with this girl, Abby, and we just like immediately clicked.
I love Abby.
Which was
she's just so
nice to like have a person in first year. And we were both navigating Dublin because she's from London.
So yeah.
Both of us were just so confused.
It's so nice as well. You guys are still such close friends. Which I think is so sweet.
We had like a bit of a break, like not like,
no, just kidding.
It was more just I never really saw her because we ended up having different like wider friendship groups at the end of first year, of course.
So
then we lived with other people, and then she went to Paris and I went to New York. But this year we both live very central, and I've like been super close with her, and it's just so nice. Like,
yeah,
I was like, wow, I love this girl.
Yeah.
Whoa, that was like a whistle stop.
Wow.
There's so much to talk about with halls there.
Yeah, no, we could just do a whole episode in itself, but seeing as I have never been nor stayed there.
We had like JCR parties. Did you ever come?
I've never been in halls.
Oh my God.
I never went to a party there.
I mean, they used to get shut down by the...
Yeah, I'd say so. My granddad actually had a window fitting company and fitted the windows onto the halls. Yeah, the last time.
And if you've driven past Trinity Hall, there are a shit ton of windows.
There's loads of windows. So that must have been a big payout.
That's good business.
Yeah. So weird. But yeah, I know. I never went to halls. I am from Dublin. So like I lived at home. Mm-hmm. Still like living at home. I live with my granny now. And like... yeah, no. So I never went into halls. I had a bit of a different experience to you. Like in first year, I didn't make like too many friends. I was very like shy and very introverted. Yeah. Like I kind of just hung out with like my friends before college mostly. And like most of my friends either like went to Trinity or like live very close to me. Yeah. So like, I saw them all the time, and like for some reason I was just so shy and I was very kind of like nervous to like actually like talk to people like on like the first day. And then I was like, oh, I've lost my chance, I can't do it. But like I hung out with this girl Caroline like a lot, who is I haven't seen her in ages obviously because of the novel coronavirus, but like I hung out with her a lot. And yeah, but I kind of, in second year, for whatever reason, I must have just become a lot more comfortable. I just, like, got out of my shell a bit more and made a couple more friends, especially in second year. I became really close with my friend Anya, mm-hmm. who is, like, my queen. I love her so much.
She, like, this is a weird tie that no one's going to get, but to Paris with Abby.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Well, I love Anya, so.
Yeah, Anya's great.
She actually gave me such nice coffee the other day.
Ooh.
I don't remember.
Was it, like, packet? Like mm-hmm. beans?
Ooh. No. It wasn't beans. It would be ground for my air, because I told her about my AirPress, and she gave me my coffee. It was so cute. If you're listening, Anya, I had the most amazing Americano this morning. So yummy. But, yeah, so it took me a little bit to kind of settle into Trinity, I suppose. But
I definitely find it harder like making friends in my course. Because I was so concerned with making friends in halls.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because you're spending all the time with them.
Yeah.
And actually like some of the people that I love the most are in my course, and I'm like, oh no, I'm in final year and I wish I'd like spent more time with you.
I know.
Throughout the past years.
No, I know. I kind of started making a bit more friends in my course in third year as well. In one of my courses. And I had the kind of the same thing. Yeah. I was like, you guys are so nice. Why is it taking me this long?
I feel so bad for anyone starting out first year, like during COVID, because the only way to like make friends in course is to like sit beside them in lectures.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
Then freak out about assignments with them.
Yeah.
So I don't know how you guys are doing it, because
no. I feel like I just would have just been, it kind of would have been good for me, I think, because I would have been like, I had no social anxiety. But like once second year hit and if I could go in, I'd be like, oh my God, what am I doing?
So
do you know what I mean?
We have a few questions that we'll
also
answer.
I think we should say our degrees or what we're doing. Yeah. We didn't even think about it.
Well, okay, so we both go to Trinity.
Yeah.
I study history of art. I'm in final year, but that was a dual honors degree. So
I did
English literature as well as history of art for the first 3 years. And then I had to pick one to specialize in. And obviously history of art. You guys know I love it. So interesting.
Lovely.
Useless, but lovely. I just like being pretentious. It's a personality trait of mine. And like my parents will attest to it. It's been me since I was a kid.
That's
like,
so
I always
funny.
Wanted to like just do the most poxy and obnoxious shit.
I'm right there with you.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, mine might rival yours.
Yeah.
I am also in final year. So my major is in classical studies. And then my minor is in Islam and Jewish studies.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're actually more rogue than me.
No, I know, but it's I keep doing that. I know, but it's like it sounds so, I remember I'd be so embarrassed saying it to people, because it's like it just sounds so poxy. It just sounds so pretentious.
I love that.
And like, but like when I really enjoyed it. It was so, but like once you like explain it to people, then they're like, oh my God, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
And it is. And it's very like, it's like, I love history. It's very history, but it's also culture. I learned so much about like stuff I never thought I'd learn about, you know.
How did you come to pick it?
I
didn't get it.
Oh no.
Would you try again?
Guys, this Siri is
on. Oh my god.
Oh my word.
This keeps happening. Technical. She keeps wanting to talk to me. No, stop it, Siri. No, don't play music. What is going on, Siri?
As you can see, we have no.
That was so funny. I'm so sorry.
Anyway.
Why
did you come to choose your major? Is that?
Well, do you know what? It was like in fifth and sixth year, our guidance counselors and teachers were like, you need to start thinking about like your college stuff. And they were like, go just look on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and I just came across the course and I was like, this sounds great. I want to do that. Cause I always loved history. I always loved religion. I was like, perfect, do that.
I loved history in school. Like, I never got to do history of art. It wasn't like a subject that was available in my school, but I loved art. And then I loved like, doing like the literature.
Yeah.
And I was really good at English. So that was like nice being able to pick a dual honors, because at least I knew that if all else failed, I'll be good at the English bit.
Yeah.
Hilariously, I wasn't good at the, well, no, I was, you but were. Like, I wasn't as good as the English. I was in history of art.
No, I know.
But we got a super fun question, which was, if you weren't studying what you're studying now, what subject would you have picked?
Yeah. Well, I would have loved to have done English, because I loved English. Mm-hmm. But if I had to choose one, I probably would have done psychology.
Oh.
Because I love psychology. Mm-hmm. Ruri does psychology and like...
Ruri's her boyfriend, by the way. She keeps referencing him in like every single episode. You guys need some context.
I know. He's going to kill me. he'll just like explain to me like essays that he's doing and like classes and stuff like that. And like, it just sounds so interesting. And Rob, my best friend, is also doing psychology. And he would always tell me about stuff as well. And it just sounds so interesting. And like, I love all that kind of stuff where it's like the mind, like the fuck that's going on in there.
I feel like any science aspect of it though would just ruin me. No, couldn't do science.
I know. He has to do like a test where there's like maths.
Maz. We say Maz in Maths. Northern Ireland.
You say like my granny says it.
Oh,
Maz.
I don't know what I think. I probably would have just picked. Oh, I know. I really wanted to do Middle Eastern studies.
I did
a summer school at Oxford.
You did not.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah, and I was able. So
why?
Because I wanted to go to Oxford.
Did
and
you?
I was like from a. I was it was one of those programs where they're trying to get like underprivileged kids apply, and because of my postcode I managed to get in, but my
you're
school,
joking
like my school everyone's so rich there, so like anyone who applied didn't get in, but like I got in because like my postcode, which was kind of funny.
That's hilarious.
We did like Arabic and Persian and Hebrew classes.
Oh my god, they're so much fun.
I would love to be able to do Arabic. I just think it's such a beautiful language.
I know Anya's doing Arabic. And
I'm
it's
so jealous.
I know
it looks amazing.
Another
question in a similar vein, do you ever wish you hadn't gone to uni?
Yeah, I do. There was a period where I really wanted, in second year, where I really wanted to drop out. I had always kind of thought that I wouldn't have gone to college.
Yeah.
In hindsight, I don't know what I would have done. I probably would have just like worked in retail.
Yeah.
But there was a point where I really wanted to like drop out. But that was for like personal reasons and stuff. But I remember in like fifth year or sixth year I was like, oh, the greats didn't go to college. And then I was like, well, in hindsight, like they all were like good at something. Like we're like had goals and aims. And I was like, I'm gonna work in H&M, you know. I'm happy in college.
Too. I think, well, I'm such a diehard academic, like I just love school.
You really do.
I love, and it was my thing in school was like to do well, so I was like, of course I'm gonna go to university. I really wanted to take a gap year, I really wanted to travel. Like, I know I want to travel so bad, but I was like, if I take a gap year before uni, I won't come back. I want to at least have a undergrad before I go traveling, just because, like, yeah, I knew, like, socially, oh, it's such a privilege to say that, like, I went to college for social reasons, but I was like, yeah, I want to do that whole experience, and if I was going to do undergrad in, like, a few years, it's just not the same whenever you're not, like, that age, I feel.
No, I
like, you're such, like, a little, well, I was such a little innocent being.
Yeah.
And you're just thrown into this, like, dark world of Dublin dirty nightclubs. Yeah.
And scully, oh, like, God. Off licenses, yeah. And, like, chippers and stuff. Yeah. Shout out Babylon. Oh, my God.
How many Dominoes did me and Abby order a week? Maybe about 2.
Damn.
I know. I'm surprised I didn't get fatter. Like, I got chubby.
Did you?
That's another thing. Don't worry about putting on. I know it's, in America, it's like the freshman 15.
Yeah.
But you're going to put on weight, especially if you're cooking for yourself. Not cooking for yourself.
Obviously, especially if you're eating ramen all day.
Yeah, and Domino's was like my diet of college.
Yeah, I ate so many Tolteca burritos. So many.
Should we do one on boys? Or, oh, what about hookup culture? Like, what's hookup culture like?
Yeah. I've never gotten with anybody that was in my in college.
Yeah,
I never got with anybody that was in my secondary school.
Oh, interesting.
I was because the thing with Dublin that I think is important
is so small.
It's so small. It's
things, I have personal experiences with Dublin. Yeah, being tiny. Whenever it comes to men,
you did not realize this, that, like, if something happens in Dublin, you will meet someone in a party 3 months later, and someone that you've never met and have no idea who they are, they'll know everything about what happens.
Yeah.
I know stuff about people that I've never met, that I don't even remember their names, but, like, you know, my friend would be like, that's that person. I'd be like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I was constantly terrified that, like, if I, like, hooked up with someone or, like, did anything with anyone, that it would get around so quickly. Mm. And that was, like, my biggest fear. So I never got with anyone that I knew of. Like, if I was ever on Tinder and I saw someone was in, like, Trinity, or, like, even UCD, I'd be like, nope, not doing it. Nope.
Swipe left.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I was in a relationship whenever I started Trinity.
Mm.
And I feel like hookup culture in Trinity Hall is such a big thing.
Was
obviously,
it?
Obviously, because
for
a lot of people, it was, like, everyone's, like, first time being away from home.
Of course.
Especially, like, Irish house, like remote Irish, like,
Irish mammies
people.
They don't have there.
Yeah. So, like, I got all the goss from, like, my flatmates.
Oh, I'd
friends,
say the drama was
which
so,
was so
good.
Funny. And then you have, like, the walk of shame across halls to the other buildings.
Oh, God.
And I just, like, get to watch all of that and revel in it. So I was kind of happy I was in a relationship whenever I first came here, because it was just something I didn't have to think about.
Mm.
And I think my relationship was also really healthy, where, like, we were able to, like, find our separate friends and stuff. It wasn't, because I know it can be such a big stigma going to university with, like, your significant other.
Yeah.
But sometimes it does work.
Yeah.
Even though we're broken up. But you know what I mean.
Yeah. But you guys were together for ages.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, you seem like you're grand with each other now. Yeah. And, like, you guys didn't break up because you were in Trinity either.
No.
You know, like, there's, like, really nothing, there's no drama there at all, which is great.
But yeah, I guess hookup culture.
We don't know.
It kind of exists everywhere.
Mm.
I also think if you're thinking of, oh, whether there's more people you want to be in relationships versus, like, people you want to just hook up, it's always going to be, like, 60-40 towards people you want to hook up. Maybe 70-30.
Yeah.
No matter what, in university.
Yeah. The only thing I will say is there – no excuses, no reason for this. Never, ever, ever get with someone who's in your course. Ever. You get with someone who's in your course, and, like, maybe it goes out fine and you're grand, lovely, love it for you. It's if something happens and someone gets jealous, or there's 4 years of, like,
oh, true,
horrible instances. You're in the same classes, even if you're only in one a week together. Like, like, I've been in certain situations where I've seen people, like ping pong across the room, and they're like, someone's like, but they've been, like, upset, and you can tell, and you're just like, oh, I just want to learn about, like, oh, you know, Herodotus or something, you know, like, I don't care.
With our history, most people were girls. There were, like, a few guys, but they were, like, so Like, I don't think anyone got
with anyone. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've heard some horror stories from a few friends of mine where they're like, ooh, shouldn't have done it. Yeah.
You had a good question about imposter syndrome.
Oh, yes. We got a DM from the first episode from a lovely listener. And she
send us any questions or DMs that you want us to answer
on the pod. Please do.
But also don't take our advice because we are 21-year-old messes.
Well, I'm 22.
Yes.
So thank you very much.
Whole year of wisdom.
Yeah. So Siobhan asked us about imposter syndrome. She said, I recently started uni and I did do quite well in school, but finding college to be quite a big change. She said, also data means nothing in Irish.
That's so funny.
That makes so much sense.
Our podcast literally is nothing. It's just bullshit.
It's just wine chats. And we haven't drank wine yet.
Yeah, because we're taking a sober break.
Yeah.
But that's something I definitely felt because I was top of the class, top of the year, excelled in everything in school. Yeah. I like to flex that, of course. But whenever I got to college, even if I was still like doing well in terms of everyone else, they need to like sorry, there's so much talking going on. It's like
it's a student house.
It's a student house. There's things happening. But yeah, no, the professors want to like teach you how their way is done. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like the way I wrote essays in school is just not how you write essays at university.
Oh, 100%.
So like getting back my first grade, I was like, ooh, interesting.
It's completely different. Everything about it's so funny because I don't know what it's like in the UK, but in Ireland, I remember constantly being told like your professor won't put up with this, or like your professors, it's so serious, and like, oh my god, like my professors don't care at all. Like my professors, like deadlines aren't a thing, like, you know, well, classics, they're a bit more. Oh, I've never missed a deadline, but like as in like for Islam and Jewish studies, like I'm not naming names, but like I never had a deadline for any essay ever. It it would be like, okay guys,
that's
like,
not normal.
Yeah, like maybe the 20th, maybe the 27th, like just whenever you're good, like you can just hand it in. But no, I think for sure, like I did quite well in secondary school as well. And I remember coming in and being quite overwhelmed. But like, I think you just have to go with the flow. You have to like find your rhythm. You have to like figure, like you just kind of have to also be comfortable in college itself. I don't think if you're not comfortable and you're anxious and upset and like not really sure what your place is, you're going to struggle in other aspects of it. Like I found that in first year when I kind of didn't know my way, I didn't do well. But then in second year, like I kind of got a bit more confident and like I did better, you know.
On the note actually of imposter syndrome, I find it much harder in English because I'm sure if you've seen, honestly, the normal people scene where Connell's in a English tutorial is so accurate. There are so many stupid people with their big mouths saying a whole load of crap that just doesn't make
bullshit.
Sense.
Yeah.
And if it does, fair play to them.
If I hear one person quote Nietzsche, what if I don't even know how to pronounce it, Nietzsche again, I'm actually like,
was he a fascist?
I don't know. I just like, they always quote it in my classes.
Yeah, but English tutorials were so intimidating. And the only way that I could get over that was actually doing the work.
Yeah.
And coming prepared with just one, if the tutor asks you, just have one thing that sounds vaguely interesting to say.
Yeah.
100%. Because everyone's got so much to say in English. No. That's honestly half the reason why I dropped it.
But also don't be afraid if it might be, I'm not saying this is you, but like Siobhan, but like it might be a case of like it's not the right degree for you. Mm. It's not the right course. There's no shame in dropping out and starting again. Everybody does it. Like just can't, you know, but you know. But yeah, I think that about does it.
Yeah. We actually have so much to talk about college, so we'll definitely do like
a I think
part
we should do
two.
A part two.
We like
for
barely
sure.
answered. Sorry for all the rambles at the start.
I know, yeah, God. Last point, if you come to Ireland, get Tesco Lager because it's the cheapest beer.
Oh yeah.
And it tastes great.
No, I wouldn't agree. Just get cheap spirits from up north and
bring them down.
And hoard it. Hoard all your alcohol.
God, that's so funny.
Well, don't forget to like, Can you like it?
You can rate and review.
Rate, review, yeah. Follow.
Follow at DataPod on Instagram.
Send us any DMs.
Yeah.
And share with your friends.
Yeah.
And I hope you guys have a lovely week.
Great. Thank you guys. Now go get that data. Bye.